Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about But I Love Her! Let's go! Yes friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yeah, I'm making this video right now because love sucks, don't
You're
it?
Smoking.
Yes, you try to find yourself some pretty bitches out there and they do all kinds of things. Yes, I do, even
like
though I'm not chasing
pump.
Women, but
not
women chase me. Yes,
like
a dirty, filthy whippet like me can still pull bitches. Wow, fucking crazy, huh? But what does it do me any good being a good-looking dude? All it does is causes me problems. Maybe I should just dump some acid on my face so I could look like a fucking freak. I'm already mentally a freak, so what's the difference, right? Oh, well, let's continue. Yes, friends, look at this lovely thing. You meet this bitch, you go wine and dine her, and then you find out that she does OnlyFans. Yes, and she has a video floating around of her getting pregnant and making spank videos for fucking degenerate freaks like you and I. No, I don't watch that shit. That shit is gross, but there are freaks like that, so what can we do, right? Let's read this bullshit. Yay! Yes, let's do this in bitch voice, right? Trannies, transform!
If you are subscribed to my old pregnancy content, tip this post $25 and I'll send you every single pregnancy sex tape I made plus the conception video.
Yeah, you should send me some money too so I send you my fucking
my
videos too. Yay! But yes, I'm not putting fucking stuff in my body. I just make fun of these degenerate creeps, right? Fun times, right?
Solo and GB content.
I don't know what GB stands for. Or BG, I should say. Does it stand for breeding and gangbang? Fucking women, man. The shit that they fucking do. And do you want to get a girlfriend? This is the kind of shit you will end up with. Enjoy.
Or check your DMs from this morning as there is the same PPV waiting for you.
Yeah, do you want to see this chick be a degenerate and start doing all kinds of weird shit? Yeah, maybe she got pregnant by some fucking animal. It could be a dog, it could be a Jew, or a Pajit. Take your pick, but let's continue. This is fucked up on so many levels. Imagine being that child. I'd rather not. Your mother sleeps with random men for content. Women do that shit a lot. Yep, and they do it without doing content because they're whores. One of them gets her pregnant. Yay, yay, winner, winner, chicken dinner. And your conception video is sold as masturbation material. Oh, fuck yeah. Fun times indeed. And you wonder why the universe? Well, not the universe, but the world, why is it shit? It's because of fucking freaks like this. And who perpetuates this? Us thirsty men. Boo. But let's continue. Try not to become a serial killer after that. Oops, too late. Try to live a normal life without being bullied in every stage of your existence. Damn, kids are really fucked up and they will tell you bullshit because of this, so enjoy. Try to have a healthy relationship with women and trust and respect females. Oh yeah, sure, we respect females on this channel, don't we? Yes, these stupid bitches do all kinds of shit, and then you have to give them all these cash and prizes for being fucking dirty, filthy, degenerate whores? I think not, but let's continue. Oh yes, and I got this clip of this fucking lovely lady. She thought she's God's gift to men. She does have a nice purty mouth. I like to have that shit on my dick, but this bitch thinks all kinds of crazy shit. So let's see what happens, right?
I do not accept a coffee or a walk as a possible date option, and neither should you. First of all, I'm not a dog that needs to be...
Oh, okay, like women aren't bitches. Don't they do some stupid shit and they think they're smarter than you? Fuck them. At least dogs are more loyal than a fucking female. Don't you agree? Yes, they'll lick your face and they won't fucking take your money. None of that shit. Yeah, they might take a shit on the floor, but don't women make messes anyways? So what's the difference, right? Well, let's continue.
Walked. Second, I have an espresso machine at home. Works fabulous.
Oh, so your Nespresso actually does work. The shit that you don't do. Yeah, I'm surprised you actually know how to use that shit because women are fucking stupid. But heh. That's what we do, right? We deal with these fucking cunts because we want to fuck them. Yeah, do you want to deal with this bitch's fucking narcissism? Look how she acts. This is the shit that women think, so enjoy.
We're not doing drinks either. You're gonna try to get me drunk and take me back home.
Yeah, you can't even go get her drunk because she'll fuck you over. Yeah, you fuck her and if she doesn't like it, guess what? She's calling the cops. So you shouldn't do that either way. So you know what's the best thing to do with bitches like this? Don't fuck with them. Turn around and run. Friendly advice, but you do you, boo.
No. We are doing dinner. You're gonna pick me up. We're gonna come to the restaurant.
What a fucking delusional bitch. She thinks that you need a dish in her to fucking get all these cash and prizes to get between her fucking legs. Is she fucking worth it? No, I doubt if she knows how to cook, clean, or do anything. I doubt if she knows how to raise children. Her fucking children would die. Yeah, they would starve to death, the dumb fucking bitch. But whatever, whore, let's continue.
We're gonna see your table manners. We're gonna see what you order. We're gonna see, do you hold your chopsticks correctly?
Yeah, do you want this chick to be your regret? I don't think so. To save yourself some trouble, don't fucking go for these women. Most women are insane, if not all of them. I wouldn't know personally because I haven't fucked all of them, but I'll try. Let's continue.
We're just gonna, you know, study you a bit. Okay, so dinner it is.
Yeah, look at this bitch, how pushy she is. Do you really want this lady to be your girlfriend? Do you want to get her pregnant? Yes, this lovely lady will tell you what to think, what to say, what to do, what to eat, how to dress. Fucking A, she'll probably tell you how to wipe your own fucking ass. So yes, do you want this bitch to be a pushy ass fucking wife of yours? Go for it. Well, welcome to your hell. Anyways, let's see what her fucking life looks now.
I started the egg freezing process. I did some preliminary tests.
What a stupid fucking bitch. She fell for the propaganda. She believed that all men were evil and all this kind of shit. Now she has to freeze her eggs like a dumb bitch. Who knows, man? You'll get a fucking nigger or a Pajit to be the father of your children. Who knows? You dealt with this stupid shit. Now because you fucked your life up, now you're all crying. Enjoy, you dumb bitch. This is what you get for being a retard. Yes, friends. Ha ha. Let's continue, right? Oh man, it couldn't happen to a nicer person, right? Now you have no eggs, now you can't pass on your genes. Good, because you're stupid. You don't deserve to pass on your genes because you're a failed experiment. Enjoy.
The doctors did tell me that might affect my fertility. It's just so sad.
Maybe to you it's sad, but for me, it's amusing. Yes, you women denied us men to breathe, and now you, because you fucking put that shit over fucking our faces, dangling your pussy like a carrot, now it's all rotting and expired. Yes, your pussy dried up, now you can't have children, and if you do, you'd be lucky if they come out retarded. You got what you deserve. Na 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 na. Enjoy.
I've been crying the entire day. Like, I just feel this giant pain in my stomach right now.
Yes, friends, I'm gonna end this video with a woman getting her ass fucking dealt with because she's stupid and she voted for retarded shit. Enjoy. Yeah, look at this dumb bitch. She had a fun time with two niggers. They're two teenage niggers. They went inside her garage and started doing stuff. So let's watch.
A woman was violently attacked by two teenagers, and she then SHOT and killed them. Now.
Yes, shit like this wouldn't happen if you motherfuckers stopped putting these stupid ass laws. If someone breaks the law, yes, they should go to fucking jail. But no, you guys want to give all these stupid people fucking hall passes. And this is what happens. Yes, niggers think they have fucking a hall pass to do bullshit. And this is what they're doing. So, yeah, there's going to be more killings. And if you white people don't want to get killed, you better fight back. If not, this is your brains. On stupid. Enjoy.
Now, the families of these two teenagers have filed a lawsuit against her and are demanding $1 million in compensation.
You see what happens when you implement stupid ass policies? You gotta deal with those fucking consequences. Yes, that bitch got her ass kicked. Now the nigger families are trying to sue her for $1 million. because this bitch fucking killed these niggers. Hey, she was defending herself and she has every right to. Those niggers didn't deserve to do that shit, but hey, they got what they deserve for fucking with her. And now this bitch is dealing with the bullshit that she fucking helped fold in, so enjoy.
Car wash in Northern Florida. 36-year-old Ellie was washing a customer's car when 17-year-old Jaswyn Bell and 18-year-old Quintez Mercer broke into the garage and approached her. According to...
Well, it is a nice vehicle, and those niggers wanted it, so they said, fuck it, I'm taking this shit. And that woman was right there trying to stop them. She's lucky she had a gun. Yeah, usually women don't like guns because they make loud noises, but this one had one. Good for
the video, Bell and Mercer suddenly attacked Ellie, constantly punching and kicking her face. During this period, Bell jumped into a car beside him, started the engine, and attempted to steal it, while Mercer continued to push Ellie to the ground and beat her up to prevent her from escaping.
Well, it sucks for this chick. She's getting her ass handed to her while the other nigger's stealing the car. Yeah, so I guess, you know, you gotta divide your task. So, who knows? Maybe they get away. We already know they don't, but it is what it is, right?
Fearing that her life might be in danger, Ellie pulled out the gun she legally held and fired. When the emergency personnel arrived, they were pronounced dead on the spot.
Good thing that pussy was packing heat. If not, she probably would have got killed herself, or at least raped. So you gotta protect yourself, right? Let's go.
Ellie only suffered minor facial injuries. The family of the attacker filed a civil lawsuit, claiming that the woman's SHOT was excessive defense and...
It's so fucking stupid. You can't defend yourself in America, because then you get stupid ass fucking niggers and other fucking retarded minorities talking shit saying, oh, you killed my friend! No law, pay me! Fuck you, nigger. Why don't you go fucking get a job, you fucking asshole? Oh, here's a fucking funny joke. How do you starve a black man? You put their welfare check in their work boots. Let's continue.
Demanding $1 million US dollars in compensation. The case is currently under legal review and has also sparked intense public debate. Is this justifiable defense or excessive defense?
Man, that's a bunch of bullshit. That fucking chick, she's dealing with fucking bullshit just because she defended herself. That is stupid, but that's what you get for giving women fucking rights and all these stupid minorities let them do whatever the hell they want. It's so fucking stupid, but we're doing this apparently. Well, hopefully society will change, but I doubt it. Women are gonna believe their bullshit, minorities are gonna be doing their bullshit, and we're all gonna be fucking each other. Yay, diversity! But yes, other countries could do whatever the hell they want, and they get all these cool stuff, but what the hell do we get? We get nothing but fat niggers and fucking filthy ass fucking women that don't fucking act like women. But it is what it is. Well, you guys be awesome. I'll talk to you guys later, and I gotta do stuff, so goodbye.
I was in Walmart today, and there was this really, really cute man, and he, like, asked me for my number, and I gave it to him, and later that night, he called me, and he was, like, being kind of freaky, and I was like, okay. And then he was like, hey, baby girl, is Kitty on the menu? And I was like,
no. No! I got the glizzy for you, sir. You're gonna be swallowing the glizzy.